Are you ready for another episode of Mike Cazzola's Real Estate Investing That Works? Making money in real estate has never been easier. To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.
Welcome, and you are listening to Real Estate Investing That Works with Mike Cazzola. I'm Kerry Lutz, and this is episode 6. I'm going to talk about how you use real estate to fund your retirement. Understand that the information given here is information that you need to talk to your investment professionals about, your accountant, your financial advisor. The information that you get here is system that Mike has used successfully for himself that others have used as well. But before you go reinvesting your 401ks, your IRAs, self-directed Roth IRAs, talk to your accountant, talk to your financial advisor. It'll pay off for you. But with that in mind, Mike, you've done extremely well in your retirement account using real estate. Basically, how have you done it?
Well, you know, you make a good point. I mean, everybody listening, you should always consult your own tax advisor when you're considering investing in real estate in your retirement. But I just like to show and explain to people what I've done and how I've taken my own retirement account and really have provided for a substantial retirement for me and my family. There's a company out there that I like to use called Equity Trust Company. That's who I use personally. And there's a number of them out there. There's a number of self-directed IRA companies out there. But for me, rather than buying a bunch of stocks and bonds and mutual funds that I literally have no control over, I love using and purchasing real estate in my retirement account. Because in a nutshell, the way that that works is if you have an old 401k or an IRA, or something that's just sitting out there, you know, you may have an old job. You know, a lot of people out there, just like I did. I worked for a job for a few years. I built up a 401k. I left that job, and the money just sat there for a couple years. Well, I discovered this company called Equity Trust Company, and what that enables you to do is use those funds to actually purchase real estate. So the way that works is if you were to purchase, let's just use a short sale as an example, or it could be an auction property. I mean, any of these methods, but let's just keep it simple. If you were to purchase a property through a realtor, you strike a deal, the property costs you $25,000, let's just say. And you're probably thinking, where are you going to buy properties for $25,000? But I've bought a lot of them, a ton of them for a lot less than that. But let's just use that as a simple example. So you purchase the property for $25,000. The way it works is if you have an old 401k or an old IRA, you roll that into tax-free, because if you're going from one IRA account to another IRA account, or from a 401k to an IRA account, there's no tax consequences with that. Now, again, I'm not a tax advisor or financial planner, but I'm just showing you what I've actually done. So you're able to purchase that property. So what happens is once you've rolled your funds into a self-directed IRA with a company like I just mentioned, now you're able to take those funds and purchase a property directly. The money never goes into your own bank account. So let me explain that. Once you roll it into your own self-directed IRA account, you submit what's called a direction of investment, which is just telling the IRA company how you want to invest those funds. So in this case, if you were to purchase a property and you had a title company, or you had an attorney that was closing it, or a realtor that you're working with, the way that works is the funds go directly to them. So from your IRA account, directly to the escrow company, or directly to the realtor if it's just a deposit. Now what happens, now you're IRA owns that property. So you personally don't own that property, but it's owned in your IRA. So you were able to purchase that property without actually cashing out your retirement account. A lot of people think if you're going to purchase a real estate investment that you would have to cash out your retirement account, pay the tax burden on that, and then purchase a property with it. That's not the case. Now, if you go to their website, I'll give you guys that website. It's trustetc.com. You can go there and you can learn all about these self-directed IRAs, but let me finish explaining. So now your IRA actually owns that property. You do whatever remodeling is necessary And the remodeling costs actually come out of your IRA as well. So in that example I gave you, if you purchased it for $25,000 and it needed $7,000 in remodeling, you would instruct Equity Trust Company to pay your contractor or your painter or your tile guy or your window guy, whatever you needed to do to the property. Those funds would come directly from your IRA. Now you own that property, it's already remodeled. Now if you were to hire a realtor to sell that property, if they sold it for $60,000, let's just use that as an example. Now you sold it for $60,000, and that entire $60,000 goes right back into your IRA without a tax burden. And now you're able to reinvest those funds in another property. So that's how you can build your retirement account through real estate. You do that 2 times, 10 times, 20 times. And what's great about that is every time you sell the property, the money goes right back into your IRA. Every time you purchase another property, those funds come out of your IRA. So it never goes into your bank account or your family's bank account. The funds are handled by a third party, which keeps an arm's length for you within the transaction. So if you want to learn more about those type of accounts, that's the company I personally use. They're a great company called Equity Trust Company. I don't have any kind of joint venture. I don't make any money off of it. I'm just passing this information forward to anybody who's looking to build their own self-directed IRA and make alternative investments through their IRA.
They're a great company. You just have to be careful because there are certain what they call prohibited transactions. Can't do transactions with your spouse, with your children. You can do it with your siblings, though, but you have to go. You have to learn about these things, because if you do a prohibited transaction, then your tax deferment that you would receive in a regular IRA, you lose. And in a Roth IRA, your tax-free status could be lost. So you have to be doing all these things right. An accountant I know, Sandy Botkin, doesn't like them because he says individuals are too apt to do prohibited transactions, but Mike has managed to accrue quite a substantial fund in there without doing any. You just have to be careful. You can also set up an LLC, put the money into the LLC, and have what's called checkbook authority. But that's when those prohibited transactions can get a little bit dangerous. So you have to be careful there. But the thing to understand is the profits go back into that IRA tax-free until you start withdrawing them if it's a standard IRA, or if it's a Roth IRA, you've already paid tax on that money, and then you don't pay any tax on the profits even when you start taking it out, unlike a standard IRA.
That's right. I mean, if you want to keep it simple, I mean, review the prohibited transactions, but don't do real estate business with your family. You know, that's where, you know, don't buy your parents' house, don't sell your kids a house. You know, keep it strictly business, meaning use a realtor, purchase the property from an independent third party, and you can read about these things. I mean, it's real clear what a prohibited transaction is. Just go to the website and follow the rules.
Exactly. As long as you do that, it's a great way to accumulate substantial sums of money tax-free and quickly. Because right now, your choice is stocks, bonds, and traditional investments. Right, Mike, that you buy a government bond, a 10-year that's paying 1.8%. How many years is that going to take to double, Mike?
Well, that's risky to me. You know, people say, if you're investing in stocks and mutual, I mean, in my humble opinion, that's risky because someone else is in charge. Someone else is charging fees. And, you know, a lot of times you don't even realize the fees that you're paying every single year just to own those mutual funds. And to me, that's why they call it a self-directed IRA, because it's directed by you. You make your own decisions. You decide what real estate you want to buy. You decide if you want it to be rented out. You decide if you want to flip it. And you decide how long you want to hold it. If you buy the properties using the techniques that I teach you, and you get them so far under market value, your chance of growing your IRA double, triple, quadruple in a short amount of time is very doable. So you just want to make sure you understand the rules. And me, I made sure I read everything, understood it. And what I gathered is don't do business with your family. It's real simple. Don't do real estate transactions with your family. Keep it very simple.
But you can partner up in these transactions with yourself and with others. So if it's a large, substantial transaction, you can join with others. And and partner up.
That's absolutely right. And if, say, your children, you have the Coverdell Education Savings Account, the CESA account, where you're able to provide for your children's education through these accounts and through real estate, you can absolutely partner up. You can decide, you know, they only have $10,000 in their CESA. You have $200,000 in your retirement account. If you wanted to purchase a property that's $20,000 and let them purchase half of it and your own IRA purchase half of it, that's absolutely doable. As long as you're not purchasing from and selling to. Now again, read the rules, talk to your tax advisor. I'm just giving you overviews and I'm just trying to show you about a product, not how to use it, but just showing you about a product that's out there and can grow your retirement like nothing I know of.
Mike, do you have any cash flow properties in your retirement account?
I do. You know, every single month, not just me, but my children are getting cash flow based on properties that I own. So if you purchase a property and you want to rent it out and you just simply want to generate a monthly cash flow, almost like a dividend with a stock. You know, a lot of people buy stocks that get dividends and they might get 1%, 2%. With real estate, it's very doable to get a 10% return on your money after expenses. It's just about buying the property right and knowing what markets to go to, knowing where the best cash flow properties are located. And that's what I love showing you guys how to do, how to find the very best deals, whether you're looking for equity, whether you're looking for cash flow, or if you're just looking to buy and hold. You know, a lot of people just want to buy a property and sit on it for many years. A retirement account is a great way to do that because you're not tying up your personal funds. And people that are under retirement age, you can't utilize that 401k or that IRA account to pay your monthly bills. So might as well have that retirement account invest in a property that can grow until you're able to retire.
That's right. And if you're getting, let's say, a cash on cash return in your IRA of 12%, use the rule of 72, divide 12 into 72, that means your funds are going to double in 6 years. And you can also borrow and leverage in your 401k non-recourse as well, if that's what you're inclined to do. But you got to be very careful using leverage in your retirement account because you lose it, and that's the end of your retirement funds, right?
That's right. And I'll give you guys a quick example. You know, I purchased a property through my own IRA account. I paid $37,000 for it, and I just got an offer for $124,000 on it. So that was a buy and hold. You know, I got it so far under market value that I wanted to sit on that property until I would make a substantial profit. Now, I probably could have sold it right away for $60,000, $65,000, but I held on to it just for a little bit longer, and now I got an offer for $124,000. And now remember, $37,000 goes out of the retirement account, and now $124,000 will go back into the retirement account. I don't know of any other investment where you could do this. I mean, that's why real estate is a tremendous way to build your retirement.
Pretty amazing return, and for not a lot of risk and not much time waiting for it. And that's pretty good. If people want to find out more about it, how to cash in their retirements and really get some returns, Mike, where's the best place to go?
Well, if you want to learn not just how I utilize my own retirement, but you want to learn how to find the properties, how to rehab them if you want to, how to be a landlord, how to resell to a worldwide audience, you just go to teachmemike.com and you can get started today.
To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.